boxing returns to Brooklyn's Barclays Center for a middleweight championship showdown. Following Miguel Cotto's stunning performance against Sergio Martinez,
he's getting hammered by Cotto.
The Puerto Rican superstar and four-division champ looks to defend his title.
Cotto going to the body. Down goes Martinez.
When he faces former two-time champion Daniel Gill, whose hard-nosed style promises to put Cotto to the test. World Championship Boxing, Cotto versus Gill. Live Saturday, June 6th at 10:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns on June 6th with a middleweight championship showdown. Live from Brooklyn's Barclays Center, Puerto Rican superstar Miguel Cotto defends his middleweight title against former two-time champion Daniel Gill, whose hard-nosed style promises to put Cotto to the test. Cotto makes his 2015 debut, coming off a spectacular knockout win that ended Sergio Martinez's nearly five-year reign as middleweight champ. Will the new king of the middleweights be able to keep his crown? Don't miss Cotto versus Gill, live Saturday, June 6th at 9:30 Central. Only on HBO.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
A whole lot of people are doing something smart to stretch their budgets this year. They're keeping their present cars instead of
146,000 miles on it.
Our Chrysler has over 153,000 miles.
My name is Johnny, and in March, my SUV turned over 200,000 miles.
Why would people like you and me keep their present cars instead of trading them for new ones?
I save more than $400 a month with no car payments.
And no more car payments.
I'm through with car payments. Fooey.
But if all these people are keeping their cars longer, who do they trust to make sure their cars get them to all the soccer games, birthday parties, and a million other places?
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
Merlin.
Oh, nowhere but Merlin.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Get a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Continental tires. Stop by for a free tire inspection or visit Merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
Hawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. And we begin with hockey, and the Blackhawks are just 3 wins away from their 3rd in 6 years. Game 2 of the finals coming up tomorrow night, and Joel Quenneville stated today that Brian Bickell is questionable, although he does not have a concussion, and that Trevor Van Riemsdyk will not play in tomorrow night's game, although Q said Van Riemsdyk still could see action before this series is over. Now, the Hawks have been winning games all kinds of ways in the postseason, including coming from behind, something they did in Game 1, and Jonathan Toews says falling behind is not the biggest deal for this group.
We know that if there's games where we tend to give up leads or we go down a goal or two, there's always that confidence we can find ways to put pressure on the other team and really make them try to stave off our pressure late in games. We found a way to get a couple bounces yesterday and walked out with a win, knowing that we know we can play a lot better and we're going to play better.
And again, Game 2 is coming up tomorrow night, a start of 6:15 Chicago time. As for the NBA Finals, they're set to resume on Sunday night with Golden State up 1-0. Still no word on the status of Cleveland guard Kyrie Irving, who is having an MRI on his knee today. Tennis French Open men's semifinal action, and it has been suspended due to darkness. Number 1 Novak Djokovic and number 3 Andy Murray, their match in the 4th set tied at 3 games apiece, and Djokovic leading it 2-1. They will resume it tomorrow before the ladies' final, which is Serena Williams against Lucy Safarova. And in golf at the Memorial Open, David Lingmuth with a 7-under par 65 today. He's at 12-under for the tournament. That's good for a one-shot lead over Jason Duffner. Names of note further down the board, Jordan Spieth at 5-under still on the course. Phil Mickelson in the clubhouse at 4-under. Tiger Woods 3-under on the day, 2-under for the tournament, 10 shots off the pace. Join Lawrence Holmes broadcasting live Thursday at Riverside Pizza and Pub. Come on out and enter to win great prizes. It's brought to you by Sam Adams. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, a top 50 golf range in the nation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game here on The Score later this evening, the Sox hosting the Tigers here at U.S. Cellular. Our broadcast begins with Chris Ranji's pregame show at 6:35, and it's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
BSR brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Everybody I knew here is dead.
Steve Stone.
Grilled pork chop sandwich, and it's sure to be an inside the pork home run.
Did you take your medicine today or not?
No, I'm fresh out.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Want to go with me?
No. Cy Young Award winner.
I really had no talent whatsoever at most anything, except I could play a little baseball.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Of course, they didn't have Asian pitchers back in those days here, but they had guys with some unusual motions.
They had them, but they were in Japan.
Yeah. Steve Stone.
There's only two other center fielders that I can think of that could cover as much ground in center field as Gomez. Maybe one of them could cover a little more. First one's Mickey Mantle. The next one's Willie Wilson.
You might want to drop Willie Mays under there also.
Well, Steve Stone with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
This segment is brought to you by Schneider National. Yeah, it's still under consideration, the Willie Mays thing.
Steve Stone joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Steve, why can't the White Sox hit?
That's been a huge problem, and I think if I knew that, Todd Steverson would know that, and so would the Sox hitters. I think one of the factors is that, number one, the only guy consistently takes walks is Adam LaRoche. And so if you don't take a whole lot of walks and your on-base percentage is fairly low, it's going to take a whole lot of hits to put together a rally. Couple that with the fact that there's only one team in baseball hitting fewer home runs than the Sox, and that's the Philadelphia Phillies. That doesn't help things because this is a team that has historically, especially in this ballpark, been built on power. They hit the ball out of the ballpark, and this year they're just not doing it. So if you couple a low on-base percentage with the fact that they're just a bit above 500 in the stolen base department, don't use a lot of hit and runs, and don't hit the ball out of the ballpark, you're probably going to get few runs scored, and that's also been one of baseball's lows, runs scored this year, which is something I think that's mystifying a whole lot of people, because it looked like this particular lineup with the additions to it would score runs this year.
You know, it's funny because yesterday we were looking at this before last night's game, obviously, and at that point, after the Tigers lost yesterday afternoon, Stoney, the Tigers, the Indians, and the White Sox had all lost 27 games. And I think you'd say to yourself, well, so they're right there with them. And even at that, I as much as you want to say, well, the White Sox can still be in this thing, just what you're talking about gives me a lot of pause here. I mean, I just don't quite see it. You know, I mean, I don't know how you turn this around. I don't know how everybody clicks it over, because in a power where park is a park where power is king, this team just doesn't hit the ball out of the park. It just doesn't do it. And you got Abreu, who's been hurt a little bit, and he's missed some games. But after that, it's like, what happened? How could this all happen at once?
No, and that's one of the surprising things is that as Adam Eaton is starting to hit the ball a whole lot better, Melky Cabrera is still not doing a whole lot behind him. So you find yourself with the top of the lineup, the guys that we have said would be the table setters, so the big guys in the middle, and they haven't done it together. I think if they do it together, things will look a whole lot better. Also, Avisaíl Garcia was doing very well. Then he hurt his knee, and he's come back, and he's not doing near as well. So we're sitting with a situation where nobody is really banging the baseball. And I know that Alexi Ramirez seemed to be in line for a pretty good season, and he usually gets off to slower starts. We're used to that. But right now, this slow start has lasted 2 months into the year, and he's still not hitting the ball.
I just wish there was an easy solution other than thinking guys just have to be better. You know, it's very frustrating because I'm not sure that you mentioned the name of Todd Steverson. What, and if you, I don't know if you've spoken with him, but what does he feel he can do? I mean, I never blame the hitting coach. I'm not saying fire that guy, he's incompetent. I just wonder what can be done with some veteran players to just try to maximize some of these at-bats in a way that they're not?
Well, I think Todd's whole approach from the beginning was be less of a mechanic and more of a guy who went through the thought process of how to hit at any given time, making these guys situational hitters regardless of what the situation is. And I know he talks a lot about that, talks a lot about theory. And eventually, and it comes the same thing, I mean, look, the first thing happens is when the team doesn't do well, everybody blames the manager. Then they look and they blame the coaches. If